Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, Already in Progress.
When you started coming down here and we started giving you the chemo, you responded so well to the treatments. We had a half a dozen other people with the same cancer you had, and we started treating them with the exact same things we give you. And as of today, all six of them have died, all of them. But he said, today, according to our instruments, you have not a sign of cancer in your body nowhere. So Ed's a happy camper, runs out and gets in his car, whips that on the highway and starts back to Dallas, reaches over and hits play. Any sick among you? Now, what do you think the chances are of that happening? And then after he got those two verses quoted, it went off. And it said, Ed, this is God. And MD Anderson didn't heal you. I did. So Ed pulled off to the side of the road and cried a little while. He couldn't drive no more. You can understand that, right? He's healed. And God speaks to him and tells him, I'm the one that did it. So he gets back home. He calls me. He said, Thurman. Now then, he said, I'm sorry for what I said about you. You know, you're hearing God. He said, I heard it today. He said, he spoke to me. He said, I don't understand why this sickness came up on me. Do you have any idea why this sickness came up on me? I said, Ed, I have no idea. I said, why don't you ask God? I said, he'll probably tell you, but I have no idea what caused this sickness. No idea. So he started praying, Lord, why did this wasting disease come up on me? Why? I mean, how many people do you know that when they get sick, ask God why it happens? Do you hardly ever run into anybody? Not hardly ever. You know, if something happens to me, why? I had a car wreck last week. Why? You see where I'm coming from? I mean, why does things happen to us? There is a cause for everything. And when you learn that, wow, it's just amazing. So anyway, I told him, I said, Ed, just ask God. I believe he'll tell you. I mean, I remember in Psalm 91:15, the Lord says, call unto me and I'll answer you. So I said, call unto the Lord and have him answer you. I don't know what's causing the problem. I don't know why he sent this wasting disease. So he thanked the Lord for showing him. And then he sat down one day with his Bible and he dropped it open and it fell open like this. And it fell open to Psalm 106. Psalm 106. Do we have the NIV? Do we have a copy of the NIV up there? Do we have that, Dave, or not? Do not? No, we do not. Okay. Okay, so anybody have an NIV? Nobody has one? Oh, you do? Okay. Paula's got one? Paula, you got an NIV? Or we got... If we got a copy of the NIV for Psalms 106, 15, what I want to do, I don't have it up here, so. Anyway, so somebody that's got an NIV. Oh, we do have it? Okay, I want to go back to verse 10 to start out with. Verse 10. Do what? Oh, that's the only verse we had? Okay. Well, now, let me ask somebody. Paula, did you have it? Read verse. Huh? Praise the Lord. Okay, so verse 10, so we do have it, so. Oh, it's King James. Okay, we'll read it down to verse 15, then we'll switch over. Verse 10, And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Now then, we know what this is. This is a picture of them coming out of Egypt, right? And the Lord parted the Red Sea. Now you talk about a God. He parts the Red Sea, you know, and that thing's hundreds of feet deep, and they walk by 3 to 5 million people. I can't even grasp how big that is. But that would be, in fact, let me give you an idea. Let's say that in Fort Worth there is 3 million people in the city of Fort Worth. I don't know how many is in the Fort Worth, but would you say that could be somewhere close? So what if the Lord told you, said, I'm not even going to give you a megahorn. Nothing. No radios, no nothing. But I am going to let you have a road. I'm going to let you take Interstate 35W, and I'm going to let you march these 3 million people from here to Oklahoma City. It's your job. Now, can you imagine what kind of job that would be? Without his help, what do you think chances are you getting them up there? Zero. Zero. It's crazy. But anyway, after we read what he says here about what he's done, after he saved them from the hand of them that hated them, I mean, that's Pharaoh and all the stuff, verse 12 and 13, or 12, let's go to verse 12. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. Now, this is a perfect example of what Dave and Jeff was telling you a while ago, and this is what happened. This is why you need to come to a healing school, because you come to a healing school and you hear what it takes to get healed. And after God heals you, it's real easy, depending on what you got, to praise him and worship him for your healing for a little while. You understand where I'm coming from, right, son? So you praise him and worship him for your healing because you had terminal cancer. Oh, God, I want to tell you how much I love you. And it's unbelievable. A year later, you quit going to church. I mean, I've seen people do that. I mean, here I've been saved from cancer, and I only worship him and praise him for about 18 months. Then I said, well, you know, I got a new boat. I feel so good. I got a good job now, and I got money in the bank, and so I got a new boat and a nice pickup. So I'm going to go to the lake this weekend fishing. I ain't got my wife's but honey, you need to go to church. Remember God healed you? I said, oh, that was just the medicine they gave me anyway. It wasn't God that healed me. Do you think you're on dangerous ground? Yeah. You are on dangerous ground. It's just like these boys here. Look at what happened. He said, after he said that, then they believed his words. Do you believe after you get healed? How many people that don't believe nothing after they get healed of terminal cancer? Even some of them, though, some of them will tell you. The term is just a coincidence. It wasn't your prayer. Let me tell you, it was my prayer or one of these prayer warriors' prayer that got you healed. And it was God that did it. And don't you ever forget it was God. Don't you ever forget, because this is what he'll do. Then believe they his words. They sing his praise. But what did they soon do? They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. So they're doing their own thing. Lord, I'm going to buy me a new house. He said, wait a minute now. You didn't ask me if you could have that new house. But Lord, I got a good job. I got money in the bank. He said, wait a minute. That's not the house I want for you. I got another one down the road down here. This is one I want. No, but God, I don't want that one. I want this one. No, instead of talking with God, we just go do what we want to do. We forget who he is. Is that right? I mean, sure, that's what we do. So he says here, they soon forgot his works, and they waited not for his counsel. Ooh, let's see what verse 14 says then. But they did what? They lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And then look what he did in verse 15. Let's get that other copy of verse 15. Because you missed that one. So he gave them what they asked for. But he sent a wasting disease upon them. Who sent a wasting disease? Now, you would never. You can ask lots of pastors. I mean, just pastors. You can say, God sent that sickness. And they'll tell you, that's not what that means. But let me tell you, it means exactly what it said. If you turn your back on God after he's healed you and he brought you through that, he's merciful. Amen. He's very merciful. But you better give him the glory. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to throw this in. There was a lady who had breast cancer. in 1995, and they asked me to come to Corpus to pray over this woman with terminal breast cancer. She had a few days, not weeks, a few days to live. And the lady, her and her husband, bought me an airplane ticket to go to Corpus. I went down there, and her husband picked me up, took me up to their apartment. I spent 5 hours in that apartment with that couple. And I showed them these things I'm showing you right now for five solid hours. And that finally, I told her, I said, ma'am, I've been here 5 hours and I got an airplane to catch this afternoon and I don't want to be late. I said, have you heard enough of God's word to be healed? She said, sir, after what I've heard you reading this book today, you come over here and kick this devil of hell out of me and I'm going to be healed right now in Jesus' name. And she was a Baptist. Does that say a lot for her? Yes. And her husband fell on his knees and put his hands there and said, God, I can't believe all these things in this book this man showed us today. I had no idea these things were in here. Lord, thank you for your promises. And we prayed for her and that afternoon, and that was on Saturday afternoon. And Monday morning, that girl called me and said, I am completely, totally healed. A year later, they brought her pictures to me and showed me this beautiful, gorgeous woman. I mean, she probably was 80 pounds when I prayed for her, just skin and bone. But a few months later, she's probably about 120 or 130. She's a beautiful woman. And then 5 or 6 years later, somebody was in one day and told her husband, said, what a wonderful thing it was that what God did for your wife to heal her breast cancer. And he said, it wasn't God that did that. It was the health foods I've been feeding her that healed her, not God. And you know what happened? In 30 days, the wasting disease came back upon her and she's dead. 30 days. When we wait not on his counsel, what will he do? Ooh. Now somebody say, you know, God don't put sickness on you. Wait a minute. I just read you a perfect example right there where God put sickness. In fact, but whether it be good or bad, God does it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Heals in Different Ways, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.